Good morning. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading in their own voices. Today, we welcome new contributor Elizabeth Seafried, who remembers her grandmother's kindness to someone less fortunate.
Momo and Eunice, Three Dog Night. As a child, I often visited my Mama and Papa on their farm in Danville, Alabama. They had horses, cows, plenty of cats, and a big Charolais bull with white curls at his forehead that I liked to look at. He had his own field. Fall was coming, and we woke up to a crisp new morning. I had spent the night in Mamaw Hill's old room, which was my mom and Aunt Vicky's room before that. I was looking forward to my day with my grandparents. With all the animals and farm activity, it was very different at their home than ours. When I think about Mama, I always imagine her standing at her counter in her apron, cooking, looking out her kitchen window onto the farm. And that is just what she was doing this morning. You can imagine my delight when I figured out that she was making mac and cheese, my favorite. I peered over her shoulder as she mixed it all up. It was the old-fashioned kind, with big elbow noodles and real grated cheddar cheese. As I sat down at their kitchen table, she slid it into her olive-green oven to bake. I sat still, waiting, anticipating. Mama read my thoughts. "This isn't for you. This is for Eunice." My teenage stomach growled with disappointment. "Can't I have just a little bit?" I asked. It was in a small white ceramic Tupperware, and I realized as soon as I said it that that would not give Eunice much to eat. And it didn't matter anyway, because the answer was no. In about 30 minutes, we loaded up the car with mac and cheese and half a bag of dog food. Mama drove. There was a field that we could see from their house that had an old abandoned shack in the middle of it. There were no paths, just tall grass surrounding it, once green, now turned golden. The whole field bowed down over and over with gusts of wind as Mama slid her sedan up next to the barbed wire fence. Mama got out and called, "Eunice? Eunice, we brought you some food." An enormous amount of barking was the response. Probably 20 dogs shot out of the little shack, and a haggard woman, gray hair streaming, made her way out. Mama didn't even flinch at the vicious-looking dogs. She had me get the dog food out of the trunk. She held her Tupperware dish. Eunice hobbled her way to the fence where we were standing on the other side. Mama asked her how she was doing. She was doing all right. We waited until she and her dogs got back onto the porch before we drove away. Mama said she would probably share her mac and cheese with her dogs. I was appalled. How could she? I believed I may have grumbled about dogs getting mac and cheese when I didn't have any. Mama's response was, "Those dogs are probably the only thing keeping her alive on cold nights." I imagined Eunice huddled on the floor, her loyal dogs piled all around her. Where did she get water, clothing, blankets? How could she possibly survive? But these kinds of things just happened in the countryside back then. Eunice didn't have any children to take care of her or any money to go into a nursing home. But she had her dogs and people in the community like Mama and mac and cheese.
Elizabeth Seyfried spends her time creating and teaching art, writing, singing, gardening with her husband, and toting her 9-year-old daughter to various events. She dedicates today's story to her grandmother, Marie Crow, and her English teacher mother, Brenda Seyfried, who suggested she write down her stories. You can hear Elizabeth's story again, along with all the past stories and poetry of Sundial Writers. Just go to WLRH.org and click on the Sundial icon. And of course, you can hear another new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.